To provide protection and service to all is the mission statement of the Ann Arbor Police Department, which recently hired a new police chief. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is the new Ann Arbor Police Chief, Michael Cox. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You've been on the job for how long now?
Started July 15th.
July 15th, and you have decades, like 30 years of police work under your belt?
I've been doing policing for 30 years, yes.
And you came to Ann Arbor from?
From Boston.
And what did you do there?
Oh, so I had a lot of jobs in the Boston Police Department, but my last job, I was in superintendent in charge of professional development, which included the Boston Police Academy. That's what most people would recognize, that the academy was underneath it. So
why did you want to be the Ann Arbor Police Chief?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, Ann Arbor is a wonderful city. My oldest son, Michael Jr., went to school here. He actually played for University of Michigan football as well.
And so we know who you're rooting for.
That's right. There's no doubt about that.
Okay.
We loved the school before he ever came here because he had a lot of choices in schools. And so we, you know, helped him, you know, pick that out. And then I had the opportunity to come here almost every weekend for 4 years. And so, you know, me and my wife really enjoyed it. And I have a brother and sister-in-law that live in Troy, not too far away. So we've been here, you know, many times and have always enjoyed it. And the opportunity came up. And I thought, well, maybe, you know, let me see if I can have a chance to go here. I was going to leave, you know, that police department at some point because I've been there a very long time and I wanted to go someplace new, where a place where I can, you know, both me and my wife can retire in the future, but more or less, you know, be in another community that's a little smaller than where we've been for all this time, and but yet has all the things that we're used to and really and want to enjoy in life. So
you understand the unique community population, and we're in a city that houses major universities and major hospitals.
There's some similarities, there's no doubt. It's just size. Boston's a little bigger as far as population is concerned. As far as policing, you know, they certainly emphasize community policing, and Ann Arbor might have done that in the past, but it seems we've gotten away from it a little bit. And so the opportunity to come here and actually, you know, make a difference and maybe help the department, you know, take that next step, so to speak, and protect the citizens that live here as well as develop the employees that are here. It just intrigued me quite a bit, and I want to work. I'm nowhere near retirement age. I'm probably going to work up until I croak, so to speak. But
right.
To be in an environment like this, so the people here are very nice. They're very passionate, and it's a very wonderful town. I just thought it was a great opportunity. So,
have you identified any areas that may need improvement or that you want to focus on as the new Ann Arbor Police Chief?
So I'm trying to take it slow, but I mean, there are areas where we probably need to do a little bit more in. And it's really more about public engagement, and sometimes that might involve maybe even additional police to do that. So, you know, I'm trying to do my due diligence to make sure that we measure twice and cut once, so to speak. But I am very happy with the men and women that work for the department. They're tremendous. They care. They're professionals, and I couldn't be any more happy.
You were working in Boston during the Boston Marathon incident, and how has that experience changed your view and vision and how you operate as a police official?
Well, that's a very good question. It certainly changed for me. It changed where when you do things routinely day in and day out, sometimes you take for granted some of the things that you do and what you should do, so to speak. And I'm not saying that occurred then, but certainly after that, as a department, you know, that police department is probably prepared for anything that comes, you know, from this point on. You take advantage of all trainings, all preparations, any plan that you can think of, you take it to heart. And so, you know, certainly, I've gone to University of Michigan game as a fan, but
right.
Recently I've been as a professional, so to speak, in law enforcement. And so just seeing the mechanism and how it works and how it runs, it just kind of reminds me of the job I left, in the sense that you want to make sure you do everything possible to keep the citizens safe and, you know, above and beyond what's naturally occurring, and never take for granted what's going on. So I look forward to hopefully, you know, implementing a couple of things and maybe getting some input from the men and women that work here on some things that they'd like to do, or at least training or development that they might need to make sure we keep everybody safe.
Ann Arbor certainly has its fair share of large gatherings, as you mentioned, football games and art fairs and events like that. And would you have thought 30 years ago that that's something you have to be prepared for now?
No, it policing has changed so much so. I mean, the world has changed a great deal, and so you have to prepare for anything. It doesn't matter how nice the gathering, you know, or how family oriented it is. You just have to prepare as though, you know, what can we do to keep people safe, you know? And there's just certain things that you have to do that 30 years ago that didn't exist. You didn't even need a police presence for something probably like the art fair or anything like that. But now, you know, unfortunately in today's world, you know, this is a part of what we have to do.
The Ann Arbor City Council recently established an independent community police oversight commission. Have you had a chance to meet or talk with any of the members yet?
Yes, I've been to certainly one meeting, and I've met a few of them already. There's no and I've been working with them. Part of my old job I used to run the internal affairs section, and so I had the opportunity to work with a review board, so to speak. In relation to police investigations and how we do things. So a lot of this is not new to me, but I think it's very new to Ann Arbor. And so I think there's some growing pains a little bit about, what it is that the role and mission and things of that nature. And it'll be worked out, I'm sure. But I'm happy to work with them. Oversight is a good thing. It's a good thing for policing. It's a good thing for any organization, just to make sure that, you know, people don't become complacent, and more importantly, that we make sure that we get feedback from, you know, the public that we serve, to see how we're doing and make sure we're doing the right thing all the time.
I recently came across a study that some University of Michigan researchers participated in, and it found that for young men of color, police use of force is among the leading causes of death. What's your reaction to that?
Wow. Well, so things about statistics is, you know, they do say something. I don't know what that says.
Yeah.
It says a lot. It's sad to hear that, because you think about all the causes of death out there. But I do know this about policing, and I've been around for a bit. There's probably, and this might go against some of the things you may heard, but police agencies in general were probably the most professional they've ever been in the history of policing. But the perception of policing, probably just due to, I don't want to say the media, but certainly social media and things of that nature. It just, if something happens in Maine, you're going to hear about it in California within 10 seconds.
Right.
And shared, I don't know, a billion times. I like to think that, you know, police are made up of people, and people aren't perfect. There's no profession that are full of perfect people. But, you know, every once in a while, at police agencies, you might have somebody that makes a mistake. And if it's tweeted out 8 billion times, and I'm talking about when there's a mistake,
right,
it gives the impression as though every police officer is that person who makes mistakes or does things maliciously. And that's not the case. You know, and it's difficult when in a profession when you're held accountable for what another agency does 3,000 miles away. You know, they're not trained the same sometimes, and, you know, it's not the same culture, it's not the same department, but yet we're all lumped into one big group. You know, I like to say physicians, you know, I hate to use the statistics, they make mistakes, you know, probably in the number of up to 200,000 times a year. And unfortunately, sometimes those people lose their life due to those mistakes. How many protests have there been about police throughout the country saying that they should, you know, be put in jail or things of that nature? Sometimes people make mistakes. Now, I'm not talking about the ones that aren't mistakes. You need to separate them from the profession when that happens. And I think certainly police or agencies are doing it. And I know I would, you know. Mm. But I like to put things in perspective sometimes, you know. And the world has changed. But I don't know how much they've acknowledged how much policing has evolved and has changed, you know. And so I'd like hopefully to change the conversation of that a little bit sometimes and get people to acknowledge the good work that men and women do, because we need good men and women to do this job, and the perception of it is so bad it makes it hard to recruit sometimes and hard to get people, good people, to do this job. And so, you know, I think it's important to address some of that.
So you've only been on the job as Ann Arbor's new police chief for a few weeks. Have you got a feel for how the relationship is with the community?
I've heard nothing but positive news and information so far. I'm sure that there are some, you know, detractors, so to speak, and I want to find them and you know, certainly get their viewpoint, so to speak. I've been pretty busy meeting a lot of people, but for the most part, everyone has been overwhelmingly positive and happy with the police force and just happy in general that I'm here and that maybe some different things may occur, particularly around community policing.
What do you want people to know about you or your plans or philosophy for the Ann Arbor Police Department as we wrap this up?
Well, it's really not about me. I would say it's about the men and women that do the job. It's about the community that we serve. It's about hearing what people, their wants and desires in the community that they really want to have and in relationship to the police and getting the officers out there and hopefully engaging the police more so we get to know each other a little better so we can help solve the problems that Ann Arbor might experience in any way possible. You know, all of us together are far smarter than anything that I could ever be, and that's what I'd like to tap into. So.
New Ann Arbor Police Chief Michael Cox, thanks for taking the time to talk to us here on 89.1 WEMU, and best of luck in your new
position.
Thank
you very much, Lisa. I appreciate you for having me here.